In the Fox City, sometimes it's hard to tell where one city or town ends and another begins. 9 police departments often interact, but to do so in an official capacity requires going through the official channels. That's where the mutual aid agreement comes in. Tim Stika is chief of police in the city of Menasha. As an example, he says, if one of his officers saw a situation in a neighboring community, he or she would have to call in before assisting.
They would have to ask their supervisor for permission to go. That supervisor would have to contact the supervisor of the other agency. That other agency would then have to give permission back through the supervisor and then back down through the officer. Now, that can obviously take a fair amount of time, where if it's an emergency situation, you would rather just see the people moving and going and helping out with that.
The mutual aid agreement would effectively give officers pre-authorization to assist. Appleton has had an agreement with Grand Chute for some time. Sergeant David Lund is the Appleton Police Department's public information officer.
Sometimes it's very short-term, just to get an officer over to cover for a few minutes until another officer from the other agency can get there. Sometimes it's more involved if it's a more complicated investigation.
The departments need the go-ahead from various city councils and town boards. That's expected to come by the end of the month. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.